Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Good morning. Happy Friday. We made it. Welcome, one and all, to episode 101. We are now firmly in the triple digits. It's going to be triple digits now for a long, long time. Now we're in the hundreds. Today is Friday, June 11th, 2021. Welcome, everybody. I suppose I need to just start out with really just another, just a big thank you to all the pepperonis. Yesterday was so much fun, such a wonderful surprise. That really charged up the batteries. That was just a fun morning yesterday morning. And I learned, I think, after the fact that our dear Chief Fafa had the idea to, you know, have pepperonis call in, et cetera, et cetera. That ended up being super fun. And thank you so much. Georgie Girl, I think, did a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of contacting people. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate it and just what a fun day it was yesterday. And here we go. I told Georgie yesterday that there in the back of my mind, as I was approaching episode 100, I thought to myself, well, I'm going to take the next day off. I mean, 100 episodes, I'm going to rest on my laurels. And but here we are in 101, and I'm kind of glad for that. I like just keeping the ball rolling. I like getting into a rhythm, that sort of thing. So I'm glad we're right back in the saddle. And of course, you know, had I taken this morning off, I would have missed you guys so much. By, you know, sometime Sunday, I would have been sitting around feeling sorry for myself. And so here we are. Here's to a bunch more shows. Again, thank you for yesterday. And it's funny, after doing 100 shows, and really during doing 100 shows, it is really funny the mind games that happen. When you do this every day and you don't have a staff, or at least not one that's really working on the content of the show, right? My staff is doing other stuff so that I can just sit here and be a crazy person. It's funny what the mind does to keep the ball rolling and keep it interesting. And the mind games that I've gone through, especially kind of, let's say in the last 25 episodes or so, you know, I go through this process of, okay, what in the world am I going to talk about? And truth be told, and I've said it before, some days I press start on this deal and I still don't know what I'm going to talk about. And then I'm just a passenger on the runaway train. I'm as much of an audience member as you guys are. Now, today's not necessarily one of those days because I have just a little bit of an idea. And of course, we always have the mailbag. There's always letters coming in, which blows my mind. But and maybe that's a good time for a plug. If anyone wants to send a letter into the show, send it to Chicago. Tony, V like victory at gmail.com. For those of you watching the live stream, it's up there on the screen. It should be. I was looking at the show on my phone the other day, and really, my opinion is when you're watching it on the phone, those graphics actually are quite large, aren't they? I might have Vinny do a new version where things are just smaller. It seems like I've learned, actually, that we're kind of taking up a lot of real estate with those graphics. Whatever. These are minor. These are first world problems, aren't they? We'll get it ironed out. But so I have a little bit of an idea what I'm going to talk about today. So I've been awake for a while. I got up around 4 a.m. I really like to live life that way. Although I'm always confused about why am I dead dog tired, you know, by 10, 11 a.m. And it's like, and I forget, well, it's because you've been up half the night. But I was lounging around, catching up, just sort of searching around on the internet, and I came upon a book that looks interesting to me, and I posted it to Twitter this morning, really just because that was the first thing where I thought, wow, that's interesting. Maybe I'll chat about it on the show this morning. But I think the book is like, let me actually see if I can pull it up. The book says, the robots are coming, I think is what it says. Let's test my memory. Yeah, I think it says the robots are coming. Oh, it does. I still have a few brain cells left. It says the robots are coming, a human's survival guide to profiting in the age of automation. By John Pugliano. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. The reason I clipped this and the reason that this was a little bit of interest to me this morning is I realized, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys are fans of that. There's a thing on Netflix that's terrifyingly terrifying. It's called Black Mirror. Are any of you people familiar with that heinous, horrible, nightmare-inducing show? Black Mirror, I don't know, do the producers, are they just board members of the CIA? Are they on those Bilderberg Eyes Wide Shut annual parties where all the overlords decide, you know, how they're going to fuck with us this next coming year? What's the deal with the Black Mirror people? Anyway, I remember an episode. Now, I was already nervous about the robots, right? I already had a healthy nervousness about this, all this robotic things. And what's that company, Boston Dynamics? You know this has been a windup. This has been gaslighting somehow. This Boston Dynamics company that posts every once in a while these videos to YouTube of like robots that can do, you know, front flips and jumping jacks, and then you can't tip them over, or you tip them over and then they stand back up by doing some sort of back flip karate kick at the same time. These things are terrifying, right? These things are terrifying. It doesn't take much. I think there's something in the human psyche, right? We watch those Boston Dynamics videos and you just get a little concerned. You're connecting the dots. You're thinking to yourself, okay, 2 + 2 = 4. All right, if they can make a robot that can walk a tightrope, you know, while juggling and also evading paintballs fired at it, whatever the crazy shit they're doing. It's like, well, pretty much there goes my, let's say you're some sort of factory worker. Yeah, no way. And isn't this already happening, right? Aren't these Amazon factories, aren't a lot of them just devoid of human beings? That reminds me, I was down in St. Louis a couple years ago. It was before that deal, that bug that was going around. It was such a big to-do. And I went to the, what is it, Anheuser-Busch down there? All right, and so I do the tour, right? Does anyone remember? Here's how old I am. Laverne and Shirley. We're going to do it. Ba-ba-ba-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma. All right, so Laverne and Shirley worked in a brewery. At least one of them did. I can't remember. But anyway, that was the picture in my brain. And it's like, I'm going to go to the Anheuser-Busch factory, right? I did their little dystopian tour. And at least the day I was there, freaking almost no human beings around to speak of. This was before this bug that went around that had everyone up in arms. Georgie says Danny named his motorcycle Laverne. Danny and I are two peas in a pod. Although we are also incredibly different. It's weird. It's weird. Danny and I are like the same dude, and we're opposites. Danny is Bizarro Chicago Tony V, maybe. Or maybe I'm Bizarro Danny. Anyway, I'm at the Anheuser-Busch factory. There's almost no one there. There was one, something happened on the line. I remember I was standing, I was looking out over the whole factory, right, with these really thousands and thousands and thousands of bottles of beer, right? Just humming along. And so it was really kind of an interesting time to be watching because something happened. There was a little glitch in their, something happened where one of these bottles got caught up in something. Well, anyway, there was this huge bottleneck, no pun intended. That's kind of funny. There's this huge bottleneck and this river of bottles, the robots didn't know, oh, we've got a jam. They just kept on going. So what happened was it created this, it was like a log jam, except it was with bottles of beer. And then so bottles of beer just started pouring over the edge. This thing was up elevated. It was probably 6 or 7 feet off the ground, or I don't know, maybe 5 feet off the ground. And these bottles of beer were getting shoved over and were just crashing on the floor. Bam, bam, bam. One after another, after another, after another. Beer everywhere, broken glass everywhere. No human being to be found. Finally, somewhere in the system, the system basically said, we're going to need a human being, it looks like. We don't know what to do. So like some fat dude, and I can say that because I'm a fat dude, some actual human, one of the last remaining, you know, human beings employed over there at the Anheuser-Busch factory, just like very slowly lumbered over as just, I mean, no concern. I mean, there was a bottle crashing on the floor like every, I don't know, second. So finally this dude got everything stopped, and then it took forever. But what's kind of funny is you could just see that right there all played out in front of you, that the economics of this deal, I'm sure it never occurred to this guy, but the economics, the Anheuser-Busch decided, we are still way out ahead. We are still way out ahead. Even if we have a glitch that causes some horrible problem like this, I don't know how many hundreds of gallons of beer spilled on their floor, broken glass everywhere. We're still way ahead by just using all this automation and just employing one or two jamokes that can come over and save our ass if something weird happens. They're still way ahead. Way ahead. That dude got to see it just playing out in front of his own eyes. It's kind of interesting. But what happened is, when that bug thing came out, right, and it was the big to-do, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of stopped worrying about the robots. It just went on the back burner for me. And I just realized in looking at this Twitter post this morning, it's like, oh, I'll be damned. That's right. That's right. Even if we don't get decimated by this flu deal, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure it's got a name. I can never retrieve what it is. I don't know if that's still a big deal or not, but it was at one point. Everyone was talking about it. Anyway, if we get past that thing, we still have to deal with these killer robots, right? On Black Mirror, there was killer robots. Robo Kitty says Black Mirror is much more sci-fi than it is horror. They didn't scare me. Horror movies give me nightmares, but their type of horror doesn't. See, I'm the other way, Robo. I'm the other way. Straight up horror movies, like, you know, Freddy Krueger. It's like, I know, okay, yeah, that can't really happen. That can't really happen. But then these killer robotic dogs that go out and hunt people, I watch enough of those Boston Dynamics videos, and it's like, yeah, it really seems like that's kind of feasible. It seems like it's feasible. I can't believe Danny named his motorcycle Laverne. That's so funny. You Yeah, Georgie says she doesn't like to get scared. She's told me that before. She says, I never understood the appeal behind getting scared. And yeah, I know where you're coming from. I think for me, it's always been, what I enjoy about it is I always try to figure out, what would I do? What would I do? So I see it as this interesting mental puzzle. And then I like to compare notes with whoever's on the screen, you know, in the story dealing with the thing, right? This is probably why I went real world and started preparing for a zombie apocalypse. I basically took what was happening on screens and I said, you know, I kind of see several, what would you even call it? I see real life applications. What do they say? Art imitates life or life imitates art? I don't know. But I just decided, you know what? I'm going to stop going through this mental exercise when I watch scary stuff, and I'm actually going to start doing some of it in the real world. That's kind of what I decided. Chief Offa did a Stroh's tour? Stroh's. That's in Wisconsin, right? Stroh's. Oh, Chief Offa's screen keeps freezing. Oh, no. I hope we don't have connections. I got one. I noticed one indication saying that we locked up. Wouldn't that be horrible if it turns out the internet at home is chintzy? It seems like we've been doing okay, but I think the internet at the office was like, never fail, you know? One, two, Freddy's coming for you. That must be Freddy Krueger. You know what's funny? I never really watched those movies. I mean, I've seen parts of a lot of them. For whatever reason, I could never get into them. Robo says it's usually the thrill of an adrenaline rush. I'm telling you, when I watch those Boston Dynamics robots, that's an adrenaline rush. You know, because I do the math, it's like, okay, I clearly can't outrun them. I mean, aren't they hooked up to all this, all the satellites and everything? So they can see me. They know every move. Oh my gosh. Also, good morning to AmberGlow11. I'm so pleased that that you called yesterday, Amber. You're one of those people I've just been wanting to talk to for the longest time. So that was really sweet that you did that. It's funny how, you know, some people, you know, it's not the easiest thing. Especially now, we're so used to isolation, right? We're losing like our people skills. And so, yeah, who actually calls anyone today? That's a dying art. So the fact that you people, of course, Plumber called in yesterday too for the first time, and it's like, oh, that was so fun. Good morning, trolls are not cool. I love your name, and it's very fitting for you, sir. Good to see you again, and thank you for the call yesterday. That was super cool. People are really winding up Georgie this morning because she startles so easy. It's funny. I don't know. But I guess the bottom line is, what I kind of want to hear from you people. Okay, am I the only one that sees these? Are you all familiar with the Boston Dynamics robots, right? Everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? And am I the only one that looks at these things and thinks, you know, what if they're not, out of the goodness of their hearts, just creating butlers for all of us, right? I think that's how they sell it to us. Oh, look at this. you're going to have your own deal that's going to make you a sandwich. It's going to go mow the lawn. It'll drive the kids to school, right? And you don't even have to pay it health insurance, you know? That's how they sell it to us. Does anyone else have this inkling that, gee, I wonder if that it might not actually play out like that? Oh, the I had to say it pot is in the house. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good to see you. It's always so cool when other podcasters come in and check out the show. Oh, Plumber noticed. Yeah, it occurred to me. Isn't it funny? So I already had my gigantic coffee this morning. And so then I switched to water and I grabbed a glass. I poured it out of my Berkey. Does everyone know what a Berkey is? Oh, we disconnected again. Oh, Arpan. Anyway, I just happened to grab a mason jar out of the cupboard, not even thinking. I was trying to get a glass to pour a glass of water, and I grabbed a mason jar. And yeah, it does look like moonshine, doesn't it? That moonshine shit is no joke. No joke. No joke. Robo would like a robot servant. I mean, it sounds good, doesn't it, Robo? It sounds very good. She says, if it kills me, it kills me. That's hilarious. Good morning, Scotty. Good to see you, sir. Thank you for the call yesterday. That was very sweet of you. Moonshine. I'll just tell a funny moonshine story. I was down in Madison, Indiana for a birthday party. Madison, Indiana. It's down on, what is that? That's not the Mississippi, is it? What's the river down there? Ohio, probably. The Ohio River? Shit, this is embarrassing. I think it's the Ohio. Plumber asked, did you have to bale the hay yesterday? No, I got out of it. It rained. Thank Christ. And then they got a bunch of kids the next day to do it. Thank God. I was down in Madison, Indiana, Rivertown, an old riverboat town. Old. This is years ago. It was an anniversary. It was a couple's 50th anniversary, I believe. I'm sitting in a bar. I'll never remember what it was called. I was going to try and remember what it was called, but never. I was with my brothers. We're sitting there, and there's a local, right? This dude's just a friendly dude. And if I remember correctly, I think what he was doing was trying to get us to buy him a drink. It's like, fine, here you go. What do you want? You know, no big deal. So he, okay, it is the Ohio Chief Fafa. Thank you, dear. And so we're sitting there talking to this guy who's bumming drinks off of out-of-towners. And it was interesting to talk to. Well, it turns out this dude, and I actually confirmed this later, there's an encampment of homeless people who live in the woods right off the Ohio River down there right outside of Madison, Indiana. And I have since actually had conversations with there are weird homeless people. I shouldn't say weird. Who's to say what's weird and what's not? But there are homeless people encamped all over the place, all over this great the land of the free and home of the brave. I guess they're free to live like moles. I don't know. But what is memorable about this dude? Is he had a moonshine habit, I believe he said, and he lived in an old rusty barrel down by the river. I mean, which is what? Remember the Chris Farley thing in a van down by the river? Well, this dude had it totally beat. This dude was in a rusty barrel. That moonshine is no joke, dude. It just took his soul. And there went his life. But he had a good day that day. He hung out with the V boys, and we had a good time. We bought him drinks, and I think he was a happy camper. Cassiopeia Dwarf. Hi, Chicago Tony. What's your story, man? Well, let me... this is episode 101 of the podcast, the Chicago Tony V Show. So give me a minute, and I'm just going to repeat the first 100 episodes. Just kidding. You know, you should just follow me, listen to the podcast. I've told it, or find me on YouTube. I think there's an FAQ probably with some stories. But I used to be, allegedly, for entertainment purposes, an organized crime figure from Chicago. Now I'm just a nice, charming elder gentleman who has some sort of mojo over the internet that people seem to like. I don't get it, but I'm very grateful. Anyway, welcome to the show. You should follow me, Cassiopeia Dwarf. That's an interesting name. I like it. Was it a pickle barrel? I wonder, Chief Off. I hadn't even thought of that. I assumed it was a whiskey barrel. That's near Kentucky. Isn't Madison, Indiana kind of near Kentucky? Maybe it was an old pickle barrel. I don't know. Yeah, thank you, Plumber. I've been thinking this in the back of my mind. Plumber says, Tony, you didn't do the disclaimer or the metal finish. This is true. And actually, this has been brewing in the back of my mind, Plumber. So thank you for the reminder. And God forbid I forget to do that. My attorney would not be happy. Okay. So I want to remind everyone, I'm just a crazy person on the internet. Everything I say is allegedly. It's for entertainment purposes only. And also, if you guys are listening via the podcast, what's happening right now, what's been happening is I'm interacting with all my friends of the show. We call them Tony's Pepperonis. Our dear Chief Fafa came up with that name. She's so creative. And they're in the comment section of the live stream. Right now it is 7:27 and 24 seconds in the AM Eastern Standard Time. And I do it this way so I can interact with people so that I don't have to sit here and think of words to say entirely by myself for the whole morning. I feel way less crazy doing it this way. But yes, Plumber, let's go back to the podium finish. We always talk about the first three commenters in Reddit. And as usual, it's almost getting, just like Team Penske, I say it every morning, it's almost getting boring. Now, Georgie, don't quit because you got to keep being you. But of course, our dear bat on the gold medal, the first place trophy goes to our dear, beautiful inside and out, this stunning redhead, Georgie girl. Good morning, Georgie girl. Just a small town girl. Oh, now I see why Plumber wanted to do the podium finish. This is interesting. This is Plumber's way of saying, hey, what about me? In the silver medal position. This dude is, this is proof. Plumber is proof that the American dream still exists. Plumber is, he's building his empire. He has an awesome plumbing vehicle that I've seen on Reddit before. Silver medal finish. Plumber, always a joy to see you. Thank you for the call yesterday. That was fabulous. And congrats on your podium finish. In the bronze medal position is just the sweetest pie. She'll make you a cheesecake if you talk nice to her. She is intelligent. She is creative. She is sweet. It is Robo Kitty. Good morning, Robo Cat. There we go. There's our podium finish. There's our podium finish. Trolls are not cool, says Georgie is never boring. For you playing at home, Trolls Are Not Cool is Chicago Tank, if you haven't figured it out. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. It seems obvious, right? He says she could read me the ingredients of Ritz Bits and I'd lose my bearing. I get it. I get it. Scotty says the best he's ever done is bronze. Maybe, do they have some sort of slow internet provider there in Minnesota? That's too bad, Scotty. But bronze is nothing to shake a stick at. Nothing to shake a stick at. That's an accomplishment to get the... Now, I don't know how Georgie does it, to be honest. Oh, Plumber says Tank is going to have a new screen name every day. I wonder where he learned that. That's hilarious. Hey, before I forget, let me get to some... looks like we got some good knit mailbags. Or a lot, I should say. So I gotta peel down the pile as today is the last show of the week. Okay, so if anyone wants to send a question into the mailbag, please feel free. The email address is ChicagoTony, V like Violet. And Georgie, don't stop being you. I knew I shouldn't have said it's... It's boring. I was just trying to point out what a winner you are. Don't worry about it, Georgie. You just keep being you. All right. Okay, so let's see. First mailbag here. Dear Chicago Tony V, congratulations on reaching 100 episodes. Well, thank you, whoever you are. What an accomplishment. I would like to know if you have one or two episodes from the first 100 that stand out to you as favorites. Keep up the good work. This is from Carlotta in Charleston, South Carolina. Thank you. That's a beautiful name, isn't it? Carlotta? Carlotta. I'm trying to think, have I ever known a Carlotta in my life? I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Anyway, yeah, thank you. And yeah, 100 episodes, that's crazy. Do I have favorites that stand out? You know, I think there are two for sure that really stand. Well, I'll say, I mean, yesterday's is going to be one of my favorites forever of all time. That was really special. The other two that totally stand out, where I left the episode thinking, wow, you know, what a deal. One was the I gave Georgie a pop quiz on Chicago Tony V trivia a while back. That was the, we had just had a to-do with a mulleted trombone player. I had a little spat on Reddit. Don't need to get back into that, but I gave Georgie a trivia quiz the next day, and we had we had sound effects and everything. So, you know, if Georgie got one right, she got the correct sound. If Georgie got one wrong, she got... This isn't a bad "you got it wrong" sound. That's not bad. Compare it to that what the hell is a Family Feud sound? That crazy, that when they put the red X up there, that sound, that's a horrible "you got it wrong" sound. It's like an alarm clock. I'm not a fan of that. Anyway, yeah, it seems like we're having issues in the stream. That's kind of a bummer. Chifafa says, I don't get notified, and the show always is difficult to get onto. I just thought it was the South. I don't know. I'm glad you persist, Chifafa. But anyway, so that episode with Georgie was one of my faves. That was one of my faves. Now, and I don't need to get into it, but you can find... I can't remember what episode number it was, but... it kind of pissed her off. but rightly so. It's a long story. But anyway, because I was making fun of this the person that I was feuding with on Twitter. And I wrapped Georgie into that, which I shouldn't have done. The other one that really is special that I'll never forget. And I know the episode number. It's episode 50. And that's because it was the first time that Chief Afa called in. And I had been really just wishing and wishing and wishing that she would call in one day. Now, she said on that very episode, she talked about, I'm a bit of a slippery eel, is the term she used. And it's so true. It's so true. That was really special. And it exceeded my wildest dreams. I always just wanted to, converse with Chief Afa. I'm sure we all wondered, what does she even sound like? It was just beyond my wildest dreams. Just to speak with Chief Afa, right? You get the spirit of Chief Afa just leaps, comes right out of her vocal cords, and you just fall in love with her right instantly. So, yes, and I sang to Chief Afa that episode too. That's right. That was, I sang Oh Danny Boy, right? Isn't that it? That's how badly I wanted to get Chief Afa to call in. She had suggested that I sing that song. It was St. Patty's Day. And that's exactly it. She says, you sang to me. I had to. And that is absolutely, I decided, all right, I'm going to actually do this. And then she'll have to call in. And she did. It was tremendous. Now she's called in since then. Heck, she called yesterday. That was super lovely. But yeah, I'll never forget episode 50 for that reason. I was so dying to talk to Chief Afa, and it finally worked out. So, Carlotta, beautiful name, and thank you for the question. Thank you for the question. Let's see, how are we doing? 36 minutes. Here we go. Let's see. Next letter here. Dear Chicago Tony, I've never heard you talk much about sports. Did you play sports as a kid? What sports do you follow now as an adult? This is from Clarence in Clearwater, Florida. Thank you for the show. That's an interesting question. Let's see. Yeah, I did play sports as a kid. I played baseball. I played basketball. Those were my two major sports. I did track a little bit. And, you know, I found track definitely taught me how slow I am. I was a pretty good little baseball player. And actually, my dad was a very good baseball player. He actually played in college. And, you know, so he showed me the ropes. But what's funny, and I actually regret this now looking back, I quit baseball pretty early because I couldn't stand standing out in the heat. So I'd be out there, and I usually played second base or somewhere in the outfield. And, you know, that was probably my best sport. I was a good baseball player. I just couldn't take it. Couldn't take standing in the heat. And just in hindsight, I mean, my dad was pretty much always a coach on whatever team I played on. And in hindsight, I just think, oh, God, why didn't I stick it out? Because, I mean, now it's the memories, you know, of playing for my dad or whatever. That's what I wouldn't give, you know. But when you're a kid, you can't think things through like that, right? My main sport was basketball. I loved playing basketball. I loved it. So that was the sport I loved to play. But, you know, obviously, and it's funny as a kid how you don't realize, you just don't get, like, some people are just gifted physically and others aren't. Like, there's a real thing. Some people are athletes and others aren't, which I guess really is not true, but some people are made of the stuff where there's a snowball's chance to be a professional athlete, and almost everyone else is not that way. Well, I think playing sports, that's one of the things you learn. As you get older, it's like, holy shit, no matter how hard I try. Um, Robo says, I guess they missed the episode where you talked about football and soccer and car racing. This mailbag person is on my shit list, says Robo. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Robo. I'm just answering the questions as they come in. Which European soccer team do you support? Whichever one Harry from the award-winning Gamers Watch podcast is a fan of. Because I do not watch soccer. I don't follow it. It's not my deal, not my cup of tea. And I do watch American football. Okay, next question. Dear Tony, I'm curious to learn how you get your news. Do you watch any of the news networks? Do you read any papers? How do you stay on top of what's going on in the world? This is from Alex B. That's an interesting question. I do not watch, certainly not with any regularity, network news. Almost none. I'm not going to get on a soapbox today and talk about why that's the case. But I just don't find it to be, I don't find it to be very trustworthy in general, all the big network things. So I guess, and I mean, I read some papers, the Wall Street Journal a little bit here and there. The way I get my news is, oddly enough, it's mostly through personal contacts. Now, because of this show and this whole thing that's happening, I will say, I mean, I'm up on social media now. And I mean, so I get, I get stuff that way. I still try to actually talk to actual friends who I've known forever and that I trust. And I like to sort of get people's spin on what's going on. And, that's kind of how I do it. I also like to read history. I think oddly enough, you can read history and it actually gives you start to see patterns. Like it gives you this perspective where you maybe understand a little bit more what's going on today. So that's obviously very different from news, but I think there's some very good histories out there. Like I have sort of researched via reading authors and stuff on things that at one point in my life were the current news, right? And now a bunch of time has passed and people have taken a deep dive and written books and they've explained, okay, here's what really this was all about. And that gives you, that's informative, but that also teaches you, wow, news is not very trustworthy. Okay, next question. Here we go. Dear Chicago Tony V, if I'm not mistaken, you come from an Italian family. Yes, I do. Can you talk a little bit about what aspects of your heritage you cherish the most? Kathy J. Thank you, Kathy, for the question. Yes. Italian heritage. What do I cherish the most? What do I cherish the most? I mean, I think the thing, I'm not convinced this is an Italian thing. I think sometimes, things are sold as like this is an Italian thing, but I think it's most people. Like what comes to mind is like, I can, especially when I was a kid and we would visit my grandparents and I'd be around great aunts and uncles and all this extended family, just the togetherness, right? The togetherness and the conversation and they were just very, like family was everything. But like I say, I don't think that's just an Italian thing, right? You know, I think a lot of us are that way. Those were great times. Some of the food, some of the recipes I've taken, I really love those. I like that, at least my family's heritage, it's a very, blue collar, work ethic Again, I don't think that's unique to Italians necessarily. So I guess maybe what I'm learning as I talk through this is, gee, I don't, what really is Italian versus it's just old school. It's like olden days, right? I think people used to understand the value of a dollar. They were super into rolling up, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, togetherness, family, you know, I don't know. Robo has a funny comment here that she says, I want to hear some of the gold digger mailbags for shits and giggles. Robo, I want to see some of these too. Robo says, Tony, you get a twinkle in your eye when you think about saying something evil. Yes, I do. Oh my God. Yeah. See, this is how well you guys are getting to know me. Isn't that funny? Oh my gosh. All right. One more mailbag. Let's see. Dear Tony V. Then it says it twice. Dear Tony V. Then it says, Dear Tony. That's weird. Sorry for the maybe overly existential question. Jesus, that's a big word. Please, let's keep it basic. Overly existential question, but do you think everyone is capable of being happy in life? If someone is not happy, are there steps they can take to turn this around and become happy? Thanks for any advice. This is from Trent J. Trent J. Do I think everyone is capable of being happy in life? I think, just about. Now, I think some people, I think a lot of us, we're all wired certain ways, right? So in a sense, we are who we are. And there's some people that are just wired to be a total pain in the ass, unfortunately, right? But I do think there's room for happiness in all of us. Now, lucky for me, I think I'm wired. I'm just a pretty easygoing, happy dude. Thank Christ. I think it would be a pain in the ass to be a pain in the ass. However, there's space, I think, for everyone to be happy. I think there's some main blocking and tackling, Trent. I get the idea, Trent, maybe you want to be happy and you're not very happy. So I'm sorry for that situation. But I want you to think about the main blocking and tackling, okay? Let's get some exercise. Let's try to get some friends, have social contacts. Now, although this has worked beautifully for me, doing the Chicago Tony V show, Trent, as a way to get some terrific friends, I'm not going to suggest that for you because I think, again, I'm a unique person, right? But you just get friends somehow, human contact, friends, family. So, what did I say before that? Did I say friend, something before friends? Get enough sleep. Just try to eat right. Don't think, I was talking the other day, I think, about my little test. Did God make this food or did Chef Boyardee make this food, right? I don't literally mean Chef Boyardee. Hopefully you get my point. But I'm saying just try to just take care of yourself. Get some sunshine. Get some sleep. Chief Off has a great one. Volunteer somewhere. Yes. Get out of yourself. Help other people. Yes. Chief Offa likes my hat today. It brings out the twinkle in my eye. Oh my gosh. Robo says the black hat is sharp. Thank you, Robo. It's actually navy, believe it or not. I'm sure that's hard to tell. I don't know if I have a black one or not. You would think I do. Maybe I do. I'll have to look into that. But this is navy. What's the below the hat? Below the hat, tattooed on the top of my skull are the words has been. Has been. That's what it says on the top of my head. Rabbit Scotsman, buy a camera and photograph anything and everything. Does wonders for my mood. That's right. That's a good idea, Scotty. Or maybe in broader terms, like get a hobby, right? It might be photography. That works for Scotty very well. He's got his photos up on Flickr, and I must admit, they're very nice. I've seen Scotty's photographs, especially for someone that's got a deal going with his eyes. His eyes are a little on the fritz. Chifafa, is that a Yiddish word? On the fritz? Still my favorite one is for it's a hot day. Oy, this is a schwitz. I think that's my favorite. Or bacon, that's right. Scott is right. So Trent, cheer up, buddy. Cheer up. Chief Office says, plant-based bacon. Hey, Georgie, do you want to, it is Friday. Do you want to call in? We normally like to kind of finish off kind of with a Georgie call on Friday. I think, what's his name? Hold on. I got to remember. Something like I hate trolls. Oh, trolls are not cool. Would enjoy it if Georgie called in. Give me a buzz, Georgie, if you want to. I hope people have fun plans this weekend. I'm trying to think of what my plans are. Do I have plans? Plans. There's a phone call.
Call from Georgie.
Good morning, Georgie girl. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Same to you, dear. Same
Thank
to you.
You.
I was
finishing my breakfast of oatmeal, or not oatmeal, I'm sorry, of cottage cheese and blueberries.
You know, you got to try, I want you to try, you got to try something called honeycomb cereal. I don't know why that just popped into my head. That's so random.
It is kind of random. I think I know that cereal. I don't think I've ever tried it, though.
Are you kind of boring on cereal? Like you don't, well, did we talk about this before?
We did. I like blueberry Chex. I like Honey Nut Cheerios. And I like Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
I'm with you on the Captain Crunch. Although you need, Captain Crunch really does tear up the mouth though, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it totally does.
It's funny the staying power of that cereal when it's so destructive. But it's there for a reason. It's got staying power for a reason.
Yes. I haven't had it in ages. Hey, that's probably a good thing.
Right, right, right. Plumber's going to the zoo this weekend. That's fun.
That's awesome.
Meltmore is going to make some art.
You have so many really creative and awesome pepperonis. That's very cool.
You got that right. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty darn cool.
It is cool. I love how Tank now has, he basically used the method that was used against him. A new username.
I think it's awesome. I'm glad he's there.
It's so funny. It's so funny. It's you take your lemons and you make some lemonade.
There you go.
It is going to get confusing over time. People are going to wonder. It's like, who's this Tank dude? Why does he keep saying Tank? You know, but it's going to be one of those history things, dear.
It is. Be something for a pop quiz for someone else.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Am I correct in saying the live stream has been kind of choppy today as it stopped and started for people, it sounds like?
Mine's frozen twice. Not for very long.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of notices myself as we've been doing this. You know, and that's happened before. But it seems like today it's just a little more, you know... Chief Office says, yes, it's been choppy. That's sad.
That is sad.
You know, you just try and make it the best you can be all you can be.
Was that the slogan for the Army? Was it?
Pretty much.
Recruiting for the Army.
Yeah. Those things actually used to, it's so funny because I remember they'd be like, we get more done before 8 a.m., you know, and
most people do all day.
Right. Yeah. And my thing would be like, you know, I've been up since 3:30, motherfucker. Like, you guys sleep in later than I do. You know?
You don't know me.
Right. Yeah. Funny. Anyway. What a show yesterday. That was really fun, Georgie. What a great...
I had a good time. I think it was awesome.
Yeah. That was really fun. Do you like this idea? I was talking yesterday about... if we did an evening with, and it could be, I could tell a, you know, some history, and then do a little lounge lizard. I just, it could crash and burn.
I love that
idea.
I absolutely love that idea, though.
We'll see. It's fun to think about. I think. I know I'm going to try it. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. Oh my gosh. But I think for anyone interested, I'm going to try to fire up the piano and do another test this weekend. Maybe I'll for you people that have emailed in the show, maybe I'll send out an email just saying, hey, I'm about to fire it up. We'll see.
I can't wait to hear the new piano.
I think it's pretty good. It is. It's so... It really is. I'm so out of my element in so many ways. I got to pat myself on the back, Georgie. It's like, because I know a lot of old people that are just like, I'm just going to go play some golf. Which some days that sounds like a real good idea for me. But then other times it's like, all right, I'm going to add yet some more technology to my surroundings. I don't know.
That's funny.
It's one of those deals, 57 minutes.
Wow.
I'm going to a piano recital this weekend. It's fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
One of the kids in the neighborhood or?
Yep. Yeah, there's a piano. I think the piano teacher, it's funny how these things spread. I think the piano teacher is related to a family that lives in the neighborhood, like she's an aunt or something like that. So a lot of the kids have taken lessons from her, you know?
Right.
And she, yeah. So I think there are at least, I think a couple of kids from the neighborhood are going to be doing this thing. It's that reminds me real quick. I know I only got a couple minutes, but I'll tell a quick story, Georgie. So I've talked before about how I very briefly took lessons, and maybe I've told this story before on the show. I very briefly took lessons when I was a kid, but I could already play by ear enough that I was too far advanced. But I would have been, let's say I was, I don't know, 15 or 14, something like that. But I did one piano recital, in my career of taking piano lessons. So I was about 14 or 15. The recital, it was me and like a bunch of 8-year-olds. And I remember it's funny, the piano teacher hadn't thought it through. There was like this gallery for all the students to sit in. It's like 7 or 8, and it was the little like preschool chairs.
Oh geez.
It was so funny. I looked like I looked like an NBA basketball player, like sitting in a normal chair.
God.
You know,
I would have paid to see that.
Oh God, it was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. And then the other thing I remember is sitting up there. I that's the only time I ever did a recital, but it's like I noticed everyone, obviously, I guess, reading, you know, they would have their sheet music in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my teacher, Snowball, she didn't understand that I couldn't read music, and I don't think, but I remember for the recital, I decided, well, I've got to look at the notes while I play to make it seem like I'm reading the music, and that was actually more difficult for me. What I really should have done is just not worried at all. Just play the tune.
You shouldn't have worried. I mean, playing by ear is something that, you know, not a lot of people can do. And the fact that you can do it as well as you do is pretty amazing, I think. You know, I had to read music, and anytime I had a recital, it was, you know, it always had to be, you know, there are parts that I remember and there's some muscle memory that comes in, but, you know, with all the rehearsals, but I still had to have the music.
Yeah. And I'm jealous. Those people that could read music, you music people, it's jealous. Hey, I'm going to answer some questions here real quick. Amber Glow asked a good question. If we called in, do you have our number now? Yeah, I guess I do. I guess I do. It's certainly not something that I store or anything like that. And Georgie is right. Sure, you say Georgie. Just in case you were wondering what you said, Georgie. Technically, yes.
Please tell me what I said.
There's no name info that comes across, and that's true. I can't see, when anyone calls, I don't see any names or anything like that. And I like Amber's idea. How about a Discord chat? Yeah, I've thought about that. I'm old. I don't know much about Discord, but it seems like a lot of people do it. And when people text me, the same thing. I don't really see names or anything. I guess I got to save someone in. Now, like some of you people, because you've, like, and Georgie, I'll use you as an example. Robo Kitty's another example. I've seen your numbers so often that I certainly don't have your numbers memorized, but like, I think it's the area code. It's like, just when I see the area code, it's like, oh, that's Georgie, or that's, you know, Robo Kitty or whatever. But there is an element of trust, Amber. When you call in, it's like, I mean, I guess technically I can see what your number is. But it is what it is. Georgie, I actually got to get going, dear. And everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It is that time.
Yeah, it is that time. Happy Friday to everyone. I hope you all have a tremendous weekend. Thank you for an amazing week. It's been really fun. Very memorable. I'll never forget it. I can't believe we did 100. And everyone have a safe and lovely weekend. Enjoy the weather. And Amber, thank you for your comments on Discord. To be continued. Before we leave, Georgie has something to remind everyone of. Georgie?
We love you. We like you. Don't take any shit from anybody.
Georgie, you finally got one right. Good job. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I love you all. I will see you on Monday. Don't go changing.